The angle I'd like to take tonight in this material is the relationship between our true nature, what's sometimes in Buddhism called the Buddha nature, it's our essential nature, and our human nature. Sometimes this is called the relationship between absolute and relative truth. So we could talk about the human condition then as a human being. We have a foot in two worlds. One is the absolute truth, which is the truth of that comes from our true nature, our absolute nature, which goes beyond our personality. It's universal, always true, no matter what's going on. It's still true. No matter what's going on in our life, absolute truth maintains that it's still absolute truth. It's always the same, actually. It's not blown about by the winds of our conditions and conditioning. And relative truth is kind of where we are as human beings in a given moment in time, that perspective. But what's interesting about relative truth is we could also call relative truth relational truth, because most of our relative truth is what's going on in relationships. Most of what it is to be a human being has to do with a relationship. And so we could look at the spiritual path as, you know, we could say it's about humans becoming Buddhas, that is, you know, waking up to our true nature, our true essential nature, seeing into our basic nature, recognizing it. So we could say that really the spiritual path is about humans becoming Buddhas, but we could also say the spiritual path includes the other direction, which is Buddhas waking up in human form. I have a little digression here. It's not really a digression, but it's a little side point I'd like to make, mainly because I think this is important for those of us who are in spiritual traditions, because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around the word attachment. We often hear about the virtue of non-attachment and so forth. So I'd like to stir up some maybe a little kind of fresh thinking in this area. We're talking on the human level now, and I would say, you know, from the absolute point of view, our true nature, we don't really need anything because we're complete in and of ourselves. We have all the resources we need inside us. That's true from the absolute point of view. So it's just a question of uncovering them and accessing them. And so therefore, one of the qualities of our true nature, our Buddha nature, is that it is intrinsically non-attached. In a sense, it's not grasping, clinging, needing something outside. So I think the teaching of non-attachment comes from the Buddha recognizing his own nature and realizing that he was intrinsically free in that sense. But from a human point of view, an evolving human point of view, a human being who's evolving toward awakening, I think there's a slightly different truth, which is to be human is to be attached.